President Bush says the government in Tehran has weeks, not months, to respond to the latest proposal by the United States and its European allies. By offering to meet with Iran if it agrees to suspend uranium enrichment, President Bush says the move represents a shift in U.S. tactics, not in strategy. Iran has previously said it will verifiably suspend enriching uranium. President Bush says it's time now to see whether the government in Tehran means it.
If they choose not to come back to suspend verifiably, there must be a consequence. There must be a sense of urgency on our part to send a common message to them.
The president spoke following talks with Danish Prime Minister Anders Fogh Rasmussen. The prime minister said he's pleased that Washington has joined European allies in presenting a unified package of proposals to Tehran.
It's now up to the Iranians to take advantage of this window of opportunity.
During Friday prayers in Tehran, a leading hardline cleric said the country should continue enriching uranium. Ayatollah Ahmed Janati said the U.S.-European package of incentives is, in his words, good for them, but not for Iran. Details of those incentives are still sketchy, but are thought to include support for Iran joining the World Trade Organization, help in building a nuclear power plant, and the suspension of some U.S. trade sanctions that prevent Iran from buying spare parts for an aging fleet of American-made aircraft. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran launched a new round of uranium enrichment this week. President Bush says Iran is secretly developing a nuclear weapons program. Tehran says it's enriching uranium only for the peaceful civilian purpose of generating electricity. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.